All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
S&W Shooters and Prospectors. What is S&W Shooters and Prospectors?
We at S&W Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Error, chocolate ship shape, and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I found my 9 pieces of 8 in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate,
contact
Chuck at S&W Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
Eyepatch and rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show.
All right. We're back. We're live once again. And we are here. I'm trying to get things up and rolling here. Gotta click a few buttons on this side. Yeah. All right, and we'll get Chuck brought in here, too, so that we've got him on when he gets back. Okay, so we're back. We're live once again. You are listening to Beyond Sight and Sound, viewing, whatever you want to call it. We'll see what we can do tonight. Actually, we've got some interesting things in store. We're announcing the winner of the 1 ounce silver round that was very graciously donated by the Illinois Metal Detecting Association. So big shout out to John Allen and the crew over there. If you are not a member of their group, you may want to check them out. Other than that, hopefully we've got the audio balanced okay. Hopefully it all works out okay. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But I see that Barks is in, Tom, Mike, Shannon, so the Bortners, Rich Krickmeyer. Good grief. We got people in just all over the place. And not only will we be announcing that winner of the 1 ounce silver round, but we will be giving details for the Silver Eclipse giveaway, basically. What you could win, what you could do if you want to win, or what you should do if you want to win. Maybe that's a better way to put it. And get everybody all the details that they may want for that. So, we'll see what happens and see how things go. But I see that Chuck is back. So how is it going, Chuck?
Better than last night. It snow quit anyway.
Yeah.
But it's still cold. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Chris, how you doing? Chris Gibson just put a shout out to me. Geo's in the house. Tom Sheckler. Barks, what's happening? I saw the picture of your new camper. Looks like great way to go, man. Ian. Mike. We got a crew. Shannon, of course, in the house, and that means Phil's around somewhere.
There he is.
Dennis. Did you explain to them all the silver that's laying out there to win? Uh-oh.
Have not.
Oh, man, we got a pile of silver to give out on this eclipse thing, man. Yeah, good time.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It will be.
So,
it will definitely be. Well, it'll be a good time. It'll be interesting to hear people's stories.
It should be. Now, I've been paying attention to the weather warriors saying where they're going to make it the best to view it. And due to their weather patterns, they're actually saying down around Alton, Illinois, kind of over toward mid-Illinois, down a little bit in Missouri, but there's a weather pattern they're worried about down through Texas.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Sounds like they're really going to get hit.
Yes, I did, ORH. That's a great find. They're talking about, Roy and his buddy were out detecting, and the one good thing come up was a beautiful, I think it was, 1803? 8 real? I have found 2 8 reals. And they came out of southeast Iowa, Missouri area. Hey, Richard.
Wow.
So that, yeah, pretty cool find. As they're going back to the truck, it seems, he popped that. So that's pretty, and it was in incredible condition. Nice shape.
Well, that is definitely something.
You're coming in and out a little bit. Can everybody hear him good? Hey, Celeste, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to smooth that out.
Yeah, you're popping in and out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to smooth it out.
Good. So, but we got a pile of silver to win. It should entice you. You know, be creative with what you're telling us. We want to know what you found during the eclipse. And Richard made a point there that if he gets probed during the eclipse, he's not talking about it.
He'll be all right if he wears his tinfoil hat.
That's right. So, yeah, we kind of sweetened through some more silver into Mike's hoard. So we've got a hoard for first and second, however it works out. There's halves.
Right. There. Could be first, second, third.
Could be first, second, third. It's not totally determined yet, but plan on going after it. Hey, Frank.
But here's the trick. They've got to be willing to come on and discuss it We wouldn't turn down the opportunity to see some of the finds.
Yeah, Phil, it's got to be dug. It's got to be dug during the eclipse times. We want to know if you do any good when there is an eclipse going on, because you're not going to have another chance to tell us for 80 years. Right?
Right. Yeah, by the time anybody can talk about it again, I won't be around to hear about it. All right. So I'll give it a here, and by that point, the audio should smooth out, hopefully.
And ORH says totality won't hit him till 3 p.m. That should give you enough time to tell us to put it together for the show. That's what is the 8th? The Tuesday?
Monday.
So we don't come on looking for stories till Wednesday.
Exactly. You know,
Richard must have something going on during the eclipse, because he's going to let you know what the doctor dug during the eclipse. Maybe we won't want to hear that story.
Oh, my. He might need a little more than his tinfoil hat.
So, Frank, we got books yet, buddy?
Yeah, we need books, Frank.
We need books.
Definitely. All right. Anything
you do during that eclipse day, because the alignment there, anything that you find during your eclipse day, we want to hear about. We want to know if it was a bad day hunting and you blame it on the eclipse, or a great day hunting and you will probably never find that.
Tom, and you credit it to the eclipse.
Right. Tom King.
And were the finds better or worse, you know, during totality?
Right. Tom Kingery says he's wearing tin foil underwear. We don't need to know that.
Crinkly.
Okay, good, Frank. Thank you. This week he hopes.
What, this week he'll ship them?
They were at the printers last week, and then they got to proof it.
Ah.
So, I'm sure.
Ah, I see. Yeah, and people should stay tuned, too, to both shows, because at some point here in the future, we do have that combined giveaway. And I believe Detect America is doing a, well, we're doing a ugly box courtesy of Detect America, if I remember right. And they're doing a, what was it, an AccuPoint?
Ooh, sweet.
Courtesy of Shooters and Prospectors?
Yep.
And they're good pinpointers.
There's a little bit of silver, and that's going in the pot. If you can see that, that's a 10th ounce round. And then I'm throwing some other silver into the pot, and Mike has got a huge amount going in.
Yes, he does. Okay. And for people that saw the promo tonight, that image with the promo is some of the silver that's getting handed out for this Eclipse Silver giveaway.
Right. A little bit of silver going into the pot, and then we've got that. God, I don't know what all's in. Let's see, two halves,
two right, quarters, two Washington quarters, and four rosy dimes,
and a couple extra quarters and a silver 1/10 round. So we got to figure out how we're going to divvy it.
Right. And we've got plenty of time to think about that, I do believe. And people have plenty of time to be maybe putting some research in on the location they're going to hunt during the eclipse.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if the weather's nice enough. Maybe they'll go out the day before, the day of, and the day after.
Right.
And they'll have all sorts of finds.
Be good.
Right. I never did hear if the Bortners had made any finds while they were out. Actually, I want to say Saturday, I believe it was their anniversary. So happy anniversary to them. They were going to go detecting.
Heck, wife and I went gold panning.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. I panned for gold.
Just she make sure you leave shiny sticks alone.
Right. Garnets and moss agate and amethyst and all that kind of stuff. We were down in South Carolina. Or North Carolina, excuse me. And she got the most beautiful. I ought to dig that out and show you guys. She found an amethyst and went to a gem cutter there. And he agreed with her, but the only way they could figure out if it was worth anything is he had to make a cut, and she gave him permission, and he did, and he ended up cutting an 8-carat, pear-shaped, deep purple amethyst out of that. And that was a beautiful, beautiful find she had.
Wow.
Well polished, just a nice piece.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be nice to see sometime. That's a nice sized stone.
Yeah. I was looking at, you know, and I told her, I think you're right, but I see all the fracturing on the outside here. The gemologist made the cut, and he says she's 100% right. She's got a heck of a good stone here, because the whole thing about amethyst, they want that deep, deep purple, and it is.
Yeah, the deeper the purple, the more value it carries, actually.
Right. Right. So that was pretty cool.
And obviously, as you know, the larger the piece, the bigger the value it carries.
Right. Right. So, it should be fun. Does anybody besides those that in the maybe in deep south get out digging? Anybody find anything? I saw Seven's buddy. That if you guys haven't seen that video, see if you can find that. And that's neat. That's neat. They had decent weather.
I know there's no digging around here. We have had so much rain that ain't no way we're able to get out anywhere. Heck, with all the rain we've had, I'm liable to need a pontoon to mow the yard.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about mowing the yard. It's got to go a little while. They're talking off and on spurts of this through the rest of this week here. And some pretty wet weather to the south of us now. Heavy rains for them. We had heavy rains here too. So it's squishy.
Oh, yeah. We had heavy rains. They said that the conditions could be just like they were a week prior to that when we had those twisters. And we got so much rain, in fact, that the next cell that came through, we were already under tornado watches, severe storm warnings, and area flood watches. The pumps have been running nonstop, basically, pretty consistently. And our front yard, you walk across it, it's just squish, squish, squish.
Celeste just weighed in and said tornado sirens. I think that's current to them now.
Oh.
Ooh, take cover.
Yeah. No fun to mess with that stuff. I know the other night I was talking to Shannon and Phil on the phone, and you could actually hear the tornado sirens going off in their area over the phone. Mm-hmm. They were getting some nasty, nasty weather. I did see that Shannon found a, or well, one of the two of them, one of the Bortners found a junk ring on their anniversary when they were out hunting.
Yep. Ring's a ring. I don't care if it's junk or not. You got a ring.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll take them all. I mean, yep. If not anything else, you can always take and donate those junk rings to, you know, one of the clubs, and they can use them in a kid's hunt.
Yeah, my wife's cousin, Randy, he was out hunting, sent me some pictures of stuff he found, but he found a commemorative GAR pendant.
Wow.
It's nice. Grand Army of the Republic. I looked it up. Yeah. Sent him a picture of it. It's a general service one. And then he also found what appears to be a commemorative plaque to the GAR in this yard. And he's process of cleaning that up.
And nice.
Found it in Illinois. So,
and a lot of times, any of that GAR can be quite collectible.
Oh, yeah. It's highly collectible.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And to come up with that pendant and the plaque?
Yeah. Well, comes to the standard GAR, the one that he found is a star. Shows two men shaking hands on it with a commemoration of the Civil War around it. It's pretty neat. But this plaque, he sent me a picture of it, and he says he's further got it cleaned up a little more. It's I believe, a brass plaque.
And that man needs an ugly box.
Yeah. Hey, it took him 20 years to get into a good detector.
Oh, boy. Well,
I talked to him many times, and he stuck with his old whites. Nothing wrong with the old whites, but he stayed in the, it was an early era whites, and he still hunted with it, but finally it died, and he called me up. He said, I want to get my lab. We got him on it, did some training with him. He's tearing it up with that thing down there.
Oh, yeah. And those old whites, don't get me wrong, they were good machines, they were good. Especially if you understood what you were doing with it. You could really clean house. But, I mean, the older whites, even the more recent whites before they closed their doors, does not compare to what Mine Labs have been doing, I want to say, since clear back around the E-track.
Right. Well, we got a few more Ambers in the house.
Welcome aboard to Amber.
Rob Rizzo's in the house.
Rob Rizzo?
Yeah.
Wow, they let anybody in here.
Yeah, they will, won't they? Goodness.
Oh, I'm just joking. Definitely, if you folks are not a subscriber to History Digger.
Yep.
Go check out Rob's channel.
Here's the guy that we got to send out in totality digging for 15 minutes and see what he finds.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we could even get him to tell us what he found with the Deus II versus the Manticore during the eclipse.
Yep.
He does run both.
Yep. And Barb's in the house. Eric Dunlap.
Wow. Welcome to Eric.
Yeah.
Barb is actually geared up for DIV.
She's hitting the road in the morning. What time are you leaving, Barb?
She's leaving
3 a.m.
early, just after her morning tea.
Aha. Uh-huh.
If I had to guess.
Drive carefully.
Right. Keep those cables in the car.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if I remember right, I believe it was a few episodes back, it sounds like they're going to be in the same area where she found her last gold coin. So hopefully she can come up with another one.
Well, Rob, if you're going to be in Texas, I don't know what part of Texas, but that's a good area for the totality. I think down there is 13 minutes. Up in Illinois is 8 or 9 minutes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And here we thought we were doing good with 3 or 4.
Yep.
But there,
look at it from the time it starts to cross until the last edge of the moon goes over. That's during the eclipse. And what we're trying to prove is somebody will make some major finds during the eclipse. It'll change everything.
Or yeah.
Maybe not. We're just having fun with it.
But right.
You got to call in and talk to us. And there's some silver on the line, Rob. Good amount of it.
Quite a pile of silver.
Yep. Halves, quarters, dimes, round.
But then we have to figure out, too, do we want them to call in or do we want them to come in via camera? Maybe they can share some of their finds.
That's what we'd like to see. Do a go live. You can share them, too, to us. If you never know. It
might Hey, maybe extra points for informational videos.
Right. When you got cell phone companies putting extra towers up because they're worried about totality of an eclipse and nobody will be able to talk to each other for 8 minutes. Oh, my God.
You know, that's a good point.
The world's
Chuck.
Coming to an end because we can't make a cell phone call.
Right. What will Facebook do without everyone for 8 minutes?
Oh, my goodness.
That's just enough time for Zuckerberg to issue another update and screw everything up on Facebook again.
Yep.
But we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what. In 2000, they were worried about the change on the millennium in that system, computers and such.
Oh, yeah, the Y2K bug.
You got it. I literally had to go sit at 3 a.m. babysitting computers in our building because it's all run by computer system. And at 12:01, the phone lit up, the plant manager, the engineers were calling. Is everything running?
Are we okay?
Yeah, it's doing just fine. Okay.
Keep an eye on it.
Crazy.
Now, back around that time, were you currently selling firearms then?
Yes, I was.
I'll bet you made a bunch of sales.
It was crazy.
Because I know there were a lot of people just beating each other with clubs to buy firearms and anything else to help protect, you know, their family and property if everything hit the fan.
They were worried that we changed a century that night. And if you look back in history, 1900, they didn't have to worry about the electronics, but nobody was worried about going 1899 to 1900.
Right.
But that's okay.
Right. I mean, some people did quite well in retail around that time. And we see, like with the Eclipse Monday, people are going to be doing quite well with retail for that, too. We're seeing all sorts of things pop up. Swag, merchandise, events, parking spots. Everything's for sale, except the 30-foot Sasquatch that I still don't know how it ties in with the Eclipse, but they're going to do it.
Rob Rizzo, Y2K. Right in line, he remembers all Geraldo
Rivera.
Al Capone's safe that night.
Oh, yeah, they made all sorts of hype about that.
That was about it.
Yeah, I'm not even sure they found that.
Steve states he remembers it being in IT. Everyone was on alert and on call in case everything went down.
Mm-hmm. It was all hands on deck.
Yes, it was. All the process techs had to go in. We babysat computers up at 3M.
Right. You know, and the funny thing is they had all of these IT people on standby in case something happened. But if it all hit the fan anyway, like they were expecting Y2K to do,
right?
What were all the techs going to do? There wouldn't have been nothing to fix.
I had a list of phone numbers. I had a call. I didn't make a single call, but the phone lit up. 1 minute after, I mean, there were calls coming in up in building 20, and I'm answering the phone. Yeah, it's still running. See ya. Yeah, it's still running. See ya. You sure? Well, the screen's up and we're pumping. Something's going on. I said, it's a blip. So, yep. Crazy stuff. And now Frank's reporting Sun Chips, the brand Sun Chips, has an Eclipse version that will only be for sale online during the eclipse.
Okay. Wow. What's next? M&M's or Skittles?
Rob, I don't know what everybody was planning may happen, and he was in IT at SC Johnson. They had a 24/7 command center set up, and nothing happened, thankfully. Well, yeah, thankfully nothing happened. Crazy. So we'll see. They got the guys ready with their tinfoil hats to run around, and everybody's worried about the phone systems going down and computers messing up during an eclipse. We've had eclipses come through before. It never bothered anything.
Right, it didn't bother anything.
Not a thing anywhere, other than the guys that stared at it too long without.
Yeah. Yeah, that might have caused some issues for some people. Well,
I guarantee you one thing, that during the eclipse, there's probably not going to be a flying saucer come down asking to be taken to our leader. They've probably seen enough of him. They don't want to meet him.
Right. Well, and I guess, you know, if anybody's going to spot one, that's going to be the time. Everybody's got their eyes on the sky.
Well, if
it wouldn't surprise me. Just wait. The report is going to come in.
Go of our leader, he'll fall down, be on his back, and be able to look up. No names.
Good possibility.
Right behind me there.
Right.
Wrong way there.
No names.
No names. Well, Rob, they're going to be a run on milk.
Hey, it's in frame pretty decent, though.
Got to be a run on tinfoil for the hats.
Right. And don't forget toilet paper and cleaning supplies. I don't know what it is. Every time there's anything drastic happening, everybody thinks they need to run to Walmart and buy toilet paper, milk, eggs, and cleaning supplies.
There you go.
So.
And it'll be fun. But get out and see if you can find something during that time. Take your super dark glasses out. Wear them while you're metal detecting. Walk into things. And try to stare at the
sun. With your super dark glasses.
There you go. Get us a video. Post it up. Post it to Detecting Beyond Sight and Sound page. And then, if something odd happens, get on and give us a story. And that's how you get in there and win something, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Post it on the page, on the group, whatever. If you are willing to get yourself in the running and come on to the show and discuss the finds that were made, anything like that, then contact myself or Chuck through Messenger.
Yep.
And we can get you a link to get you in to do that. Herbert Lee in the house. Welcome.
There you go. Well, Herbert Lee says, hope our metal detectors work during the eclipse. Mark, he says, should I wrap my detector with tinfoil? Well, that's totally your call, buddy.
Right. Might want to put dark sunglasses on the screen and go by audio.
There you go. We're just having fun with it.
Right. Of course, that does bring up... Maybe for the dais users, cover that screen in tinfoil and see how the dais responds.
Whoa.
I'm just curious. Inquiring minds. I mean, the dais is a good machine. And I know that we did have the winner of the 1 ounce silver round to announce, too, at some point during the stream tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And... I did go through the comments for those that got themselves entered, and we did the random comment picker again, and we do have a name. I think I saw them in the chat. We'll just have to see.
Good.
I think. Because this one, you do have to be listening live to win. The solar eclipse giveaway with the keychain, I forgot to mention that. So the name that was drawn is who won, regardless of whether or not they were here. And Shelly from Can You Dig It actually won. And that has been shipped out. I do believe she will receive that tomorrow.
Good.
So we got that done.
Right.
And then hopefully, if our winner is in the chat, and he can, or she can claim their prize, they will have to get their shipping information to me, and then I will get that off to the guys over there at the IMDA, and we can get that shipped out to them.
Cool.
And with the also with the stories of the eclipse, once people have shared those stories, then if it doesn't carry over to the next stream, then that following stream, we will announce that winner. And there again, you've got to be listening live to win. We tried to calculate it up right before the show. And what did we come up with? That's probably about $40, $50 worth of silver up for grabs.
Easily.
So.
At 25 and change there for a while. I haven't looked today much, but it's up. Gold? Oh my God. 12.50?
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Yeah. Making the trip to Alaska looking better. Be working a little longer and harder.
Right, that's what I was going to say. It keeps climbing. You know, I may have to get off of some of my gold. It makes it tempting.
Makes it tempting. Okay. Silver closed at $27.39 today. Gold, $23.09.
Wow. Frank's going, I need to quit building ugly boxes and hit the beach.
Yep.
Find some more gold.
Richard, you're right.
More gold, more gold. More gold is always good.
And Rob's going to be at IMDA, I think he says here, Cool. And Bart's is going to be there. 20 times face value on the silver locally, Mike, huh? Well, I'll tell you what. Locally out here, they're already up to 22.
22 times face? Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, we're well over 50 bucks in the silver we're giving out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I see there were a couple of comments. People were like, oh, man, I forgot to comment on the last stream. Sorry. That's why it pays to follow.
Yep.
And who knows? I mean, the random comment picker, the name that was picked, they may not be around. We'll just have to wait and see. Of course, we are getting down. We're into the second half, so I suppose we could go ahead and throw the name out there and see if.
It's your call, brother. While you're getting ready to do that, Richard remembers in the 70s buying cars with silver. Yeah. And they're in the chat for Tam.
Okay.
Okay. Have at it.
All right. Well, then it shouldn't be an issue. If they're in the chat, they ought to be able to answer up in less than 2 minutes. So the random comment picker, when I ran it, everybody give a big, if they're here, round of congratulations to Tom Kingery.
Way to go, Tom. Congrats, buddy.
Because that is a very nice piece.
And Mike just put out quietly during Wednesday's show, he'll announce the next surprise contest on Central Illinois. So you might want to watch on there. He's going to have a contest going there.
Ooh. And,
whoa, thank you. You are welcome.
There's the name. All right. We see Tom in there. Good deal.
Yes. Congrats, buddy.
I was watching. And congratulations to Tom. PM me your shipping information, and I will get that off to the gang over at the IMDA so that they can get your 1 ounce silver buffalo round out to you. That, I don't care who you are, that is a sharp looking piece. They definitely had a nice piece. That is nice. So congratulations to Tom. And don't forget, folks, for the silver that we've got on the line for the next giveaway. Mm-hmm. That one, you're going to have to, like we said, call in or make an appearance on the show. We would probably prefer the appearance so that we can see some of these finds that were made, whether they were good or bad. You can get on and show us a handful of pull tabs you found, if that's all you found. And that's how we'll get them in the running for the Silver Eclipse giveaway. Because there's a lot of silver there to be had. So you're going to have to work for it a little bit.
Yep. We'll have some fun with us. And Riz, we got to get you on the show. Rob, I'd like to get you on with your travels and talk about that
a
little
bit. Sure. Yeah, right. I'm sure Rob would have no problem coming back on the show. He's always a good guest.
Yes, he is.
And it has been a while since we've had him on the show.
Yeah. We're overdue.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got more adventures to share with us. He's been over to England again.
And he can call in after all the dust settles with the contest and tell us about Texas and what he's doing down there.
Yeah.
And Clay,
I'm sure he took a machine with him.
This young man, Kevin's son, Clay, he's a detectorist. He gets out there and just goes about his business, and he finds some great stuff. And I said, you need to get on, show us a little bit of what you're finding, what you're using, how you're doing it, and how you beat your dad every time you go out. So I'll have to set that up.
He has been tearing it up.
Yeah. Seriously, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been tearing it up. He's been making some nice finds.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And I'm sure his dad's saying, well, he had a good teacher, you know.
Yeah. Rob, are you going with Chicago Ron again in the UK? He's going, he says he's in Texas for a seated hunt, heading back to UK. And then detecting in Virginia in May. So he's doing a 12-day trip to the UK. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I do see where he said that Clay says he'll get on the show. I don't know how we're going to set that one up. That shouldn't be an issue, though. I'm sure we can set that up. We'll just have to figure how to get in contact with him. I'm sure you can get in contact with him.
Yeah. Now, Rob, I'm not familiar with the Norfolk Club, so you have to get on and tell us about the Norfolk Club versus Ron's Barn Tours.
Yeah. Better experience, better finds, better company, worst company, who knows? It would be interesting to see how the different barn hunts stack up against one another.
Well, Ron's doing well, and Rob, I've been following him.
Oh, yes, he does.
I'm supposed to go in the fall, so.
Yes. Speaking of which, have you heard any more back about the request of schedule change?
No.
Okay.
And I'll follow through with that. I just sent a message. He's busy. I don't even know if the message got there off our system. I don't need a solar eclipse to have it bad out here.
Right. It's still better than what you had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Much better.
Oh, man.
And if I remember right, now that the switch has completely been made and all the other ties have been cut, it's actually cheaper, too.
Oh, tremendously. You held for ransom between Frontier and Dish because we had very little else here that we could use. Actually, nothing. Then they ran that
right
wire, and my computer speed, television, everything. If I'd had Dish through this snow and all that, we'd had no Dish. I mean, you didn't get it.
And right.
Yeah, Shannon, we had about 3 to 4. The ground was totally white for an afternoon. And by the next morning, it was just patches today. And then it lightly snowed and sprinkled. But last night, it was a mix of freezing rain, sleet, heavy snow, slushy. Yeah. Madison got 6 to 7. Yes, I heard that too. Anything north of Route 20 in Illinois, they were scheduled to get from 4 to 8. So. Yeah, they've had plenty of moisture the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that wind was howling. It was cold last night.
Oh, it's terrible.
By last night, Matt, we were out in it. We town that they had a big old home, huge home, and it was blazing, and they called us, special called us for the ladder tower. It was rather cool out at about 2 a.m., 1 a.m.
Yeah.
We were out from 8:30 to 2:30.
Right. And that's that's one of those situations, too, where, I mean, you were getting the same weather or worse than what we were getting here. And those were not favorable conditions to be out in. No. Not with that wind and cold and blow.
Fighting a little bit, so. But for the most part, it was a very old home, and it was built on and then built on again with a T in the back, higher centerpiece and out front. And when we got there, I told the guys, God, that looks like an old schoolhouse out front. Well, it ended up being an old church and the oldest in the town ever that had been built onto. And they did not match up well with floor levels going up between the two, and then there were gaps, and the fire was making its way through there. It's older. It's called a balloon construction. No fire stops. So, yeah, they had some difficulty with it.
And were you guys able to save any of it?
Yes, up in the front third is pretty well good, but the higher back level took a lot of fire up through and up to the peak in the roof and out a side hatch.
Ooh. Hate to hear that. But at least you were able to save some of it.
Yep. And Rob reports if we're bored. We're never bored. We have to look for something, Rob, but he says, check out the replay of the Wisconsin Public Radio morning show. Jim Winter and I were on Tuesday for an hour. Fun show. Link on his page. So you go to Rob's page, and you should all check in on that anyway. And you can listen to Rob for an hour with Jim Winter on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, that's interesting. I may have to go check that out. Actually, I
know I'm working on it. That's all I'll tell you. I had a chat with the owner last night at the fire. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny, too, because that's the first thing I said when you told me about it.
So.
Still. Very cool. Very cool.
It was pretty hot for a while.
So, well, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We had
roll down.
Yeah, we had our share of warm environment too, like I said. Actually when we got back to the house and I dropped the link for the show tonight, the fire departments were still down there dealing with that dealership fire.
Mm-mm-mm. That's where the original term of fire sale comes from.
Well, ain't nothing worth selling in there the way it sounds.
Nope. Doesn't sound like it.
It sounds like they're talking total loss, and they are investigating.
I'm sure.
You're talking a lot of money there.
Yep.
A lot of money. So hopefully people get out and do some of the detecting there. Like I said, the day before, the day of, or the day after the eclipse. The eclipse is Monday. Got to remember that. It's the 8th. And that seems to be, for any of us in the path of the eclipse anyway, seems to be a very big weekend for the area. They're expecting the population of our county to balloon to 3 times normal. So I don't know that we're going to be doing much traveling. we'll probably watch the eclipse from the confines of our own yard.
I'll tell you, the ones who are winning on this are the counties and the states that are publicizing the best places to be and, you know, come on down. They're welcoming everybody.
And reaping the revenue.
You got it. They're the winners.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of revenue to reap from it. Yeah. And with it being such a big weekend and everything, it's a good possibility we're not live this Sunday either because of the eclipse Monday. And then we can do our eclipse stories next Wednesday.
Yep. And start
like
that.
I said,
you get in on that first hour and a half, and if it has to roll over till Sunday, then we'll do that, and then we'll go through and put our heads together and make our choices and probably announce on the following Wednesday.
Right. And as much as I hate to say it, because it is tough when we get followers to share their stories, sometimes it's tough to pick a winner with some of the stories that we hear.
It is.
But I love hearing the stories.
Me too.
So hopefully there's a number of people that are ready to share some stories.
Right.
Because it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. And Tam's all excited because she wants to get a picture of the Mega Sasquatch. Or at least see him starting to work on it, which they'll be doing that this weekend.
I was just going to ask, Jesse coming over to see you?
Right? I probably should have let him and Kevin know.
Yeah.
They say that's going to be left in the fairgrounds. It's going to be a monument, a 30-foot-tall Sasquatch. Now, how that ties in with the county, the city, the state, the eclipse, I don't know who came up with that idea, but it's 30-foot-tall Sasquatch carved with chainsaws. I may have to go watch myself. This sounds like...
Yeah, you're going to have to get us some good pictures of that.
Yeah, I mean, a group of guys carving a 30-foot-tall Sasquatch sounds like this is going to be a hold my beer and watch this moment.
Yep. And Shannon asked, made out of what? Well, I'm thinking with the chainsaws, it's probably wood. Just saying. I'm sorry.
I'd have probably answered the same way. It'd been out there before I could stop myself.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, take care. Good night. You're welcome back. We need you to get on the show with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Shoot me a message. We'll
chat.
Yeah.
To hear your stories. We need more stories from our population of great folks on this channel.
That's right. That's what makes the show so great is everybody that interacts, whether they're coming in through the Facebook pages or YouTube. I mean, usually I'm over here watching the YouTube side, but Chuck can see all of the comments coming in from everywhere. But we do get a kick out of it. All the interaction and participation, definitely.
Right.
And I'm not sure.
Question to ask on Squatch here, is he anatomically correct?
It depends on if they slip with the chainsaw. How's that? Oh, that's one of those I probably should have stopped before it was out there. And I'm not sure how it is in your area. Like, do you guys have the wood carvers at different events in the area?
Yeah, they come to the fairs. They'll come to some other outings. Yeah, they're here. And some
okay.
Are really good.
So I know Shannon had asked, what are they making it out of? I don't know about your area, but around here they seem to like to use catalpa trees because they're is a vast supply of it.
And there's certain trees that cut much better with a chainsaw, especially yes. the little bitty ones they're using at times.
Yeah.
Than others. They don't split off and then, you know.
Right. Because I'm sure they, you know, like I said, they're making this a permanent attraction, so I'm sure they want it to look good before they put their stamp of approval on it.
Tam's telling us to use the down trees, so that's good.
Yeah, actually they do. The any trees that are down from storms, actually one or two of the area tree services, if they get a big chunk of like the catafa or something, mm-hmm. they'll go ahead and take that out there, let the wood carvers use them. So it's a great way to clean up the area. I mean, especially after the tornadoes that we had the other week, it had knocked a number of trees down in the fairgrounds. So it'll be a good way to repurpose.
Right.
I guess would be the way to put that. Definitely.
Right.
So, what do you think? We're going to do the Eclipse Stories Wednesday then?
Yep.
We may or may not be on this Sunday. I know we weren't last Sunday either because of Easter, but we may or may not be on this Sunday because of the eclipse.
Yeah, we got to prep for it. We got to, you know, you might have to make a tin hat to wear.
Right. Well, I got to get my bug out bag ready for when the world's without Facebook for 8 minutes.
Well, get one of those power generators, the Patriot one. They're pushing them hard right now because of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, and with the battery technology that we have now, the technology has come quite a ways. But in the event of a tornado, natural disaster, anything like that, I will still take a gasoline power generator over anything.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And for
solar is 20% efficient.
Right.
That's all it is. But if it's your only choice and you got it, you
yeah, hey, go with what you can get.
That's right.
Absolutely. Go with what you can get. And I even mentioned that to Tam the other week when we had those tornadoes and had to pull the generator out. I said, I'll take this any day, you know,
right.
for people that are into the whole green. That's great, but you got to stop and think, where does your electricity come from?
Yeah. Richard, I got straight gas, but I should have went with gas or propane.
Right. Yeah, the dual fuel can be handy. Definitely can be handy. Much like yours, ours is just straight gas, but I had to go with what was available at the time, and the deal was right, so that's why it wasn't dual fuel. But that's okay. It works.
Yep. So, I actually have two gas ones, small one for throwing in the back of the truck out doing stuff. The truck actually has a Shoreline that I can hook it to with a 40 kW on it. So,
now that's a generator.
Yeah. So, it does all right.
Hey.
We got a natural gas one at the fire station. That's 60 kW. It's a Chevy 350.
Wow. That's a nice size generator.
That's a big generator.
Yes, it is.
Made by Baldor. Baldor's been bought up by somebody. I don't know who now. But good unit.
Right. Pricey unit.
We got it on a federal grant years ago. I got it for the department on a grant.
Nice. Good yep. job. Yep. Good job. So. Excellent.
We got
well, what do you think, Chuck? We've updated on the silver.
Yeah.
We've told them, I guess we can tell them again, that if they want to get themselves entered, they've got to get in contact with you or me so that we can get them tied into the show somehow, whether it's over the phone or on camera or what.
But folks, be patient. We're trying to expand our horizons with you and have a little fun, and you win a little something, we'll have a good time.
Yeah. And I'm sure somebody will be very happy with what they win.
Right.
If they win.
Right. Right. So everybody be safe out there. And if you get out Monday, give us a good story about it. We want to hear if the solar eclipse, number one, bothered your detector. Number two, bothered you. Number three, a Martian show up and says, take me to your leader. Whatever you come up with. So thanks for having me on, Jeff.
We'll hey, talk to you later. You never know, maybe one shows up and they're carrying the new CTX 5050.
Frank could only wish.
But we'll see. I don't know. I think he's becoming quite partial to the Manticore.
I think he is too.
So do I. Good machine. Good machine. All right. Well, you have a wonderful night, Chuck, and hopefully you can catch up on your rest.
Yeah, it was a long night last night, so we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. We'll see ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we've got the Silver Eclipse giveaway, whatever you want to call it, however you want to word it. Get out, do your detecting, day of, or the day before, day of, day after. Get in touch with me or Chuck to get yourself on the show to discuss what happened, and you will be in the running for some of the pile of silver. We'll just have to wait and see how many stories we get. Congratulations once again to Tom on his win. Tom, PM me your shipping information. Actually, PM me Josh Kimmel, not Beyond Sight and Sound. Messages are difficult to get on the page for some reason, but if you PM me, then we can get your shipping information sent off and get that on its way to you. Very, very nice piece indeed. And we do greatly appreciate once again the generous donation from the IMDA. Big shout out to them. Check them out. Illinois Metal Detecting Association on Facebook. It did take us a little while to get to it, but we did get it done. Until the next one, watch the skies.
We sure are glad you found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.